B-Pod Studios.
Today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
Matthias Jobs from the Scorpions is up first on the podcast, talking, of course, about Sin City Nights and their Vegas residency, which fires up on July 4th. He also talks about new music and why they might head a little bit heavier this time around.
Do something like in the old Blackout days. I love it for Sting, you know, so.
We talk about success in the United States and how important that was to the Scorpions, how much more gas they have in their tank, and also the 80s. That was the Scorpions' heyday.
The decade where the music we play was like everywhere.
Al Beck joins me with rock news. Then we wrap up the podcast with the guys from Twisted, Monoxide, and Madrox, as they've got their own Astronomicon, their third one, coming to Sterling Heights, Michigan, February 7th through the 9th.
Twisted's on this planet. Astronomicon is its own planet.
Talk about new music, Rob Zombie, the band Ghost. How about a gig that was a little bit uncomfortable for them and the audience?
That was one of the most uncomfortable things we've probably done as Twisted.
Matthias from the Scorpions and the boys from Twisted today on Talkin' Rock.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
Hey, thanks so much for checking out the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. Meltdown here along with Al Beck.
Getting ready, here. Yeah.
Getting ready for a double banger today.
Oh, I love a double banger.
Of course you do. Just like Don Jameson says. Yeah, yeah. There you go. So anyways, Matthias Jobs from the Scorpions comes up first as they've got their residency they're going to be doing in Las Vegas at Planet Hollywood in the Zippo Theater, I think it's called.
Nice.
So yeah, it's going to be kind of cool. It's got to be fun to do those kind of things where you just, you know, we'll talk about this with Matthias coming up, but it's like one of those things where it's like, you know, you got to go through this routine, you know, like we go through a routine every day.
Yeah.
You know, and some people go through a much more boring routine than we do every day.
Oh, that's painful to even think about.
Exactly. So anyways, like it's got to be cool for those guys. And I'll ask Matthias about that coming up here in just a bit. And also the guys from Twisted after Al Beck and I do the news here coming up in a little while, as they were in the studio with me last week, actually on video. And you can check it out on the website, WRIF.com. But I'd love talking to those guys. Their latest record, Generation Nightmare. I'm thinking Resident Evil. No. Generation Nightmare is out, and it's a really cool. And they're working on some new stuff for their 13th album. We talk about that coming up here in just a bit. Then, of course, with rock news, some news on Ozzy, eh?
Yeah, some more news about his health, yeah, which seems to be a recurring thing these days, unfortunately.
Yeah, the passing of Cliff Burton's father, we mm-hmm. talk about. Legendary band getting a coin minted.
Yeah, nice little commemorative thing.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, that guitar player in that band uses a coin to play guitar, doesn't he?
Does he?
I think he does.
He might. I don't
know.
Yeah,
we'll have to look that up. Anyways,
we won't.
Some news on Hailstorm and AC/DC coming back. So,
there we go.
Yeah, we'll get into that here coming up in just a little bit.
Scorpions, though, man. Ausgezeichnet.
What's that mean?
Outstanding.
Outstanding. Okay. You know what? That's what I was going to do. I was going to ask my stepdaughter, who speaks German, for some German vernacular so I could hold a conversation in his native tongue.
Yes. Ich muss auf Klo.
What's that mean?
Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom.
I should have said that. Hey, listen, Musav Klo, because yeah. I have to go.
Yeah, which word for word, it means I must in the closet. I must in the closet. Ich muss auf Klo. I must in the closet. I must go to the bathroom.
Oh, in the closet?
Yeah. Like a water closet.
All right. Hey, Matthias, how's things going, man? How are you?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, man. Congratulations. The Sin City Nights about to fire up in Vegas on July 4th, which, by the way, is my anniversary. And I got married in Vegas, and you couldn't have picked a hotter time to go to Vegas, right?
Yes, that's true. So you got married there. Okay, how many years ago?
That was, it'll be 20 this year, so maybe I should go celebrate with you guys there.
Absolutely. There you go.
So you're looking forward to the routine of playing every night at the same place? You guys have done this kind of thing before, but on a smaller scale, right?
Right. Yeah, we've done another residency, 5 shows only, in 2016. It was also in the summertime. But this time it's 9 shows starting 4th of July. And, you know, this should be great because, you know, we love Las Vegas, first of all. And then we get to play the shows, but we don't have to travel in between. You know, we love playing shows. We love to play for our fans, but nobody really likes traveling. So, you know, no matter how comfortable you're traveling, it's traveling. And therefore, you know, it's great to do a residency where you can stay in one place, don't have to worry about anything. You know, do some fun stuff on the days off, and then, you know, you look forward to play another show. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, you can do some fun stuff, like go ride that ridiculous roller coaster on the top of the Stratosphere thing, which I'll never do, so...
No, I'm not so much into the roller coaster, but, you know, I was thinking about, you know, staying at the pool, going shopping, going to great restaurants, and see other people's shows, too. You know, you can do a typical Las Vegas show, magician, or whatever. You know, it's great entertainment there, everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure that Chris Angel would love to have the Scorpions in his crowd to go and see his show. Hey, outside of this, do you guys have any plans to tour the U.S. at all this year, or are you guys just going to do the residency, maybe work on a new record, that kind of thing?
Yes, yeah, we are working on a new record now. We have to go to Australia, New Zealand, and some places in Asia in February. But as soon as we come back, we concentrate on the recordings. We are rehearsing here in Hanover, Germany. And then we are going over to Los Angeles to record with Greg Fiedelman, who is the producer who produced Metallica and Slipknot lately. And so, you know, something with a bit of a harder edge to it. And then we record the album in LA, and then we go to Vegas. And if we are not done by then, we have a studio on hold in Vegas where we could do some overdubs on the days off.
Oh, that's cool. So are you saying that because of this producer and stuff, this record will be a little bit heavier?
I think so, because, okay. You know, we wanted, and, you know, everybody says, you know, do something like in the old Blackout days. I love it for Sting, you know, so that is the idea. We're just a little bit older than we were back then, but, you know, that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, just a touch, right, just like all of us, yeah. You know, it's funny, yeah, I was just listening to Love It for Sting last time, man. What a great record. That had so many hits on it and stuff. And, you know, of course, you joined the band in the late 70s, and the Scorpions really hit their stride in the mid 80s. How important was it for the Scorpions to not only be successful in your home country but also in the United States?
That was the big step, you know. In 79 we played the first shows in the US supporting Ted Nugent, and AC/DC was a special guest, and our very first show ever, what it was in the Municipal Stadium in Cleveland in front of 70,000 people. So that was a good way to start it. And then we spent like 6 months on the road with Ted Nugent, and the same thing in 1980 again. And that really helped us in the U.S. market. It was actually more important for us to play in the U.S. coming from Europe than it was to be popular in our own country. This is a smaller country. Now we are very popular here. But for some reason, I don't know, the Germans consider you as being more valuable or something like that when you are successful abroad. So we worked on that first. And then you became back with, you know, a lot of, you know, power from, you know, being so successful in the States, that it helped us here in our own market as well.
Yeah, being here in Detroit, this Ted Nugent guy, I'll have to meet him someday.
Yeah, I mean, years and years later, when we played Detroit a couple of years ago, he came to the show, and he always runs around with a gun, so he was in the catering and put on his Magnum onto the table, and then he got some food. And then we sat in the dressing room together, and we were rocking out Rocky Like a Hurricane. And he came on stage, and we played Rocky Like a Hurricane with Ted as the final encore.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
That is awesome. So when you guys are really cranking things up in the mid-80s, I mean, you guys were a monster band over here in the U.S. Did your success surprise you guys?
Yeah, on one hand, yes, it was like the 80s were excellent. You know, there were the decade where the music we play was like everywhere, you know, even in the supermarkets. You heard AC/DC and Scorpions. Today, that's slightly different, but it was like it was so accepted everywhere and so established. It was not a niche type of product. It was really everywhere. And, you know, we were so popular and we were working for it, too. We were touring. I think the longest tour we've ever done in the States was 9 months in one piece. So, you know, we really worked for it and toured like crazy. But it was like, you know, everybody is really, you know, has the best memories of the 80s, in, by all means.
Yeah, and as you were just saying, you know, you're only a couple years older than you were back in the day, and now you got this residency coming up. You're working on some new music and stuff. How much more gas is in the Scorpion's tank? It sounds like you guys have a lot more left.
Oh, yeah, we still, you know, we feel, we know we got older, but we feel inside, we still feel young, and we are very energetic. The shows are great, and yeah, and, you know, writing songs and playing the songs, I just, you know, did something this morning in the studio already. It feels like it always felt, you know, very energetic, powerful, and we have still great ideas, good songwriting going on at the moment, and so this album should be very powerful.
Last thing here for you, because I know you got one more interview to do today. Neil Peart just passed away. I've been asking people who I've interviewed recently about their thoughts on Neil. What did you think of him?
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah, that's sad. Sad, way too young. And, yeah, we never really played much together. But, yeah, that's, you know, that's sad news.
Well, listen, Matias, thanks so much for the time. Sin City Nights, Vegas, July 4th through the 25th. You got the 9 big shows right there, the new record. Will the new record drop this year or in 21?
No, the plan is to release it in November of this year.
Gotcha.
And then start the U.S. tour early 21.
Awesome. Well, I think you're talking to my friend Andy next, so tell him I said hello, and thanks so much for the time. Good luck at your residency. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, coming up here for you in a little bit, we've got the guys from Twisted. Had them in the studio last week. Actually, you can watch the video right now at WRIF.com. But if you're not so inclined, we'll play the audio coming up here in just a little bit. As the video is kind of cool. So were you here when they came in?
I was here, yeah.
With their makeup and stuff?
Yeah.
They did the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jamie Madrox was sweating like a whore in church with all the lights and the makeup and the whole thing.
Yeah.
So,
I do that out in 20-degree weather, so it's not a healthy individual.
So, anyways, I mean, we're in this small room with the lights and everything. They got their makeup on. He's got this jersey and stuff on. So, it was a little bit warm, but great guys right there from Twisted. So, wish them nothing but the best of success with their Astronomicon, which are going to be plugging here coming up in now just a bit. I was at my stepdaughter's house over the weekend, and her husband says, "Yeah, you know what you guys at the radio say all the time?" And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "But here's the thing." And I go, "You know what? I probably do say that quite a bit.
Probably.
But here's the thing. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
And so we can't say that today.
All right. I got nothing else to say.
I know. Yeah, you're out.
It was my opening line.
So here's the deal. We can't say that anymore. That's it.
So here's the deal.
That's the finishing line right there.
So here's the deal. Can we do this?
Oh, the rock news? Yeah, I guess we can try it. All right. Yeah, the Twisted guy is coming up here in just a few minutes. But this news about Ozzy with the Parkinson's thing.
Oh, man.
It's kind of strange because it's like, you know, we've seen Ozzy like this for years. I mean, I saw him for the first time in 1984 live in concert. He was kind of like he is now, still. And now they're saying, you know, Parkinson's and stuff like that. And he's got this interview in Good Morning America. And he's got this new record coming out. And we were talking about the documentary coming out.
Yeah.
The 9 Lives of Ozzy.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, Ozzy's not going anywhere.
No. So, so here's the deal. Ozzy.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Back up.
Obviously, this guy's been having, well, he's Ozzy, and he's been having a lot of health issues lately.
Yeah.
He even, during that interview, looked back and said that last year, 2019, was the worst, most painful year of his life. Obviously, he fell, dislodged all those metal rods, and now we find out that his initial first diagnosis for Parkinson's was back in February of last year as well, and he's finally opening up about it with this big Good Morning America interview. So it looks like the type of Parkinson's he has, they're saying it's not a death wish by any or a death sentence by any means, but he does talk about numbness that he's been having in his legs, but he's not even sure, like, is this the Parkinson's or the surgeries he had? It looks like he had some nerves that were cut during a...
Or is it because he's Ozzy?
Or because he's Ozzy. So, I mean, like, the whole thing's a mystery. It's crazy. Whenever there's an Ozzy health story, you never know, because there's been all those reports of him being on his deathbed, and then that gets debunked. I mean, I don't know, but the poor guy...
I know one
having
thing.
A rough time.
I could listen to Ozzy talk for a long time.
Yeah,
he is a
too.
Funny dude.
He is. Oh, he's great. He's wonderful.
He says when he fell in the bathtub, he's like, "There, I've done it again," or "I've done it now," or something like that, or whatever he says.
So obviously handling it as only Ozzy could. But
yeah. And as we said before, looking forward to this new record, "Ordinary Man," with of course the title track with Elton John and Slash. And yeah. Man, I'll tell you what, that record, I'm really looking forward to this. I hope it's not going to let me down. But so far, what I've heard, I really like. With the exception of the
defecation
line, right? Which we talked about before.
Every time. It gets me every time.
I know. It's like really.
I know it's coming, and it's still.
The best they could do.
It gets me every time.
Yeah. So, anyway, some sad news from the Metallica camp as Ray Burton, Cliff Burton's father, has passed away.
Yeah, man. That's kind of sad. I mean, Ray kind of stayed involved in the band. I mean, even though, I mean, Cliff passed away, what was it, 1986? They were on tour for Master Puppets, I think, at the time when the. Bus was dropped on him twice, for Christ's sake. But yeah, Ray Burton, Cliff Burton's father, was 94, just recently passed away, of course. The guys from Metallica, like I said, he stayed involved with the band in some way. They kind of kept him up in the front. So the whole band issued a statement as a band. Each individual member issued statements, obviously feeling the loss of Ray Burton.
And Dave Mustaine actually posted something, too. He says that Ray was there when Megadeth played In My Darkest Hour, which, of course, is the song about Cliff Burton for the first time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, those guys. Yeah, it's kind of strange how some of these metal bands, like, they're so connected to each other's families. You know? Especially that thrash metal scene like that.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, they're all connected to each other. I mean, like, I was telling somebody just recently the story of meeting Paul Bostaff, and I got his drumstick when he was with Exodus, but I met him when he was with Testament. But of course, I love him with Slayer, and, you know, it's like, and they're all interconnected. You know, it really is. But man, Cliff Burton. Man, that was a big influence on me, you know, learning to play bass and stuff like that. Man, anesthesia, pulling teeth.
Yeah.
How many hours I sat there just working on playing that thing. And I just, for my guitar, bought my first ever wah pedal, which is crazy to take to me this long to buy a wah pedal. And now all I can think is, like, I got to pull out the bass and do anesthesia now.
Have you tried it so far?
Not with the bass, not yet. I've been working with my guitar and the wah pedal. But
yeah, how's that going on? How's that
pretty
going?
Good. Dude, I'm loving it, man.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, got a guitar with a whammy bar, so that's opening up that aspect of my guitar.
You got to go see John 5 with me when he comes to town.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Do you want to make me feel real terrible about the way I play guitar?
That's the thing. Some of these guys influence me, like, no, I'm not going to play.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
So Queen, speaking of great guitar players, Dr. May, yeah. Queen has their own coin coming out.
Yeah, a little commemorative things for the collector. Queen have been honored as the first British band to be featured on a commemorative coin for the Royal Mint, and the Queen branded coins are the first in the Royal Mint's new Music Legends collection.
And this is the only time we're going to be talking about royal anything on this podcast. Yeah. I could care less about the royal family. I mean,
yeah.
Or I couldn't care less. Or how do you say it?
You couldn't care less.
I could not care less.
Because you care so little.
I care so little I could not care less.
Correct. Yeah.
I could not care more. No, whatever.
So here's the deal.
Yeah, so here's the deal with that.
Let's just stick to our cliches so we're in our comfort zone. Yeah,
our crutches, right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the royal family could just, like, go away and go get jobs. I wouldn't care. I do not care.
They have a job getting paid by their subjects.
I know it. I don't understand this. What it really in 2020 they still have that stuff? I don't know.
However, being putting Queen on the Royal Mint coins, that's kind of cool.
No, that is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So a little closer to home, we've got the girl and guys from Hailstorm.
Yeah. So we've got
They were kind of hinting on some stuff recently.
Well, lots to look forward to, and we're still kind of, they're still mostly hints, so I don't have a lot of details, which shocker.
Right.
But
even when there is a lot of details, you don't have a lot of details.
I don't have them. Lizzie Hale has talked about they've got two EPs that they're going to be releasing here soon, but also they're working on writing and demoing music for a new album. So they got lots of stuff in the works, two EPs, an album on the way. Makes me wonder, they've done a lot of like covers and stuff. Maybe there'll be like a covers EP or something. I don't know. That's just me guessing. There's nothing here for that, but new stuff is definitely on the way from Hailstorm.
One of the, some of the nicest people, by the way.
Yeah.
Great people in Hailstorm. So yeah, good for them. Looking forward to seeing those guys again this year. And hey, we'll wrap up things before we get to Twisted with some AC/DC news. This is pretty cool for 2020.
Yeah, more rumors. We heard from Dee Snider a while back that obviously May has some insider info talking about maybe a new album in AC/DC. Well, there's this guy, Eddie McGuire, who's a broadcaster in Australia, kind of putting some more of those same rumors out there that we're expecting something from AC/DC this year. But he gives a few more possible details. Again, these are rumors. I want to clarify that before I go on. But he says we may be seeing that album from AC/DC as early as February or March of this year. Has also talked about, now he's an Australian broadcaster, so he's really focusing on Australia, but says that we may be even seeing an Australian tour October, November of this year, which obviously if that happens, if there's a new album, they'll do a worldwide thing. So maybe we'll be looking for something in North America. And also the final couple of details that they've come up with, some sort of hearing aid for Brian Johnson, so he'll be out front, and it even looks like Phil Rudd will be with the band as well.
Yeah, because AC/DC, when they're playing live in concert, they're so quiet. So
exactly.
No, that's good news from the guys from AC/DC. And yeah, we'll see what happens coming up here. But man, February, March seems pretty quick.
Seems quick. That's what I thought too when I saw the story. I was like, wow, that fast?
Yeah. So here's the deal.
We wouldn't hear about Pearl Jam for 2 years and that's coming out in March.
Right. Here's the thing. Brian Johnson, you know, gets back with the band. I think are they going to use some of these old clips from Malcolm? Did he do some parts, did you say?
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens with that coming up here in 2020. I mean, look, you know, AC/DC's last record sounds just like their first record.
Yeah, it's
they
true.
Don't really veer too much away from their formula.
That's true.
Which has really done just monstrous things for them. As what's his name, Matthias, was just talking about a little while ago, he said that, you know, their first gig in America was with Ted Nugent, AC/DC opening up for 70,000 people in Cleveland, Ohio. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
So,
wow.
Yeah, that's really cool. All right, you done?
I'm done.
Give your socials here so you can
go. Here's the thing. I'm reachable on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Al Beck Radio.
All right, at Meltdown WRIF. Listen, like I said, you can check this video out with the guys from Twisted at WRIF.com as they came in to plug Astronomicon. But, of course, we talked about a lot of other things. You know, Rob Zombie, new music, different things like that. I love talking to these guys. It's just a real quick 10-minute interview. I could have talked to them for a lot longer like I did back in the, back in the fall. Back in the spring, back in April, before their record dropped, Generation Nightmare. And I think I talked to him for about 45 minutes. So great if you get a chance, go back and listen to that. In the meantime, here they are, the guys from Twisted on the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. Thanks so much for listening.
Monoxide, Madrox, Twisted, right here, and of course in the lovely Riff compound. Good to see you guys. Thanks for painting up and coming in.
Good to see you too. This is how we sleep at night. This is many, many sheets and pillowcases are toast from this.
I wore this shirt on purpose just for you guys.
Yes.
Just because, you know, it's like I have to wear something with makeup on.
There is a lot of hometown happening on there. There is Kiss. There is Detroit Tigers.
Go Tigers!
Man!
That's right.
Man, go Gene Simmons.
They only lost 114 games last year. We can do better this year.
We're tanking for draft picks. I know what you're doing. I see the Pistons doing the same thing. The Lions need to think about it.
The Red Wings are doing the same thing.
We brought Iserman home.
That's right. Exactly. Well,
I don't know any sports. Gene Simmons puts ice cubes in his cereal.
I'll tell you.
I'm struggling over here.
That is true.
That is true. I'm sorry. Go ahead. No.
Hey, speaking of metal, I know you're a metal guy. What was the last metal record you bought?
Oh, man. The last metal record I bought was probably Bring Me the Horizon Ammo.
Okay.
Or some people call it Ammo.
Okay.
But it was they went through what we went through because they're evolving their sound, so people put them in a box. Mm. And when I bought that, I was expecting something and was very impressed by what I got. Nice. But a lot of people on the gram and on the internet are very, very PO'd.
Oh,
sucks to be you guys. You need to open your minds a little bit. Ollie and the boys really rock that.
I know. You guys are so, like, active on the gram.
We try
also,
to.
Also, yeah, I know. So tell everybody. Now, I get you guys. So which one's the Pops and Vintage, right?
Pops and Vintage.
Pops and Vintage.
And Paul's Pops.
Yeah. Paul's Pops. Okay, that's right. I knew there was a Pops thing. Yeah. So
That's where all the nudity happened, in case you were wondering.
We have a good stake in the Funko Pop community. Like, we love the vinyl toys. We love the community, like, all the collectability and stuff like that, and we've been lobbying to get one from Funko for quite some time.
Yeah, we talked about this last time. Yeah.
We did indeed.
I can show you what they told us.
Cases are pending. We're not allowed to talk about Funko in open public areas. No,
it's become such a juggernaut now that we don't fit that.
Their mold.
I mean, but there are rays of hope because Uncle Rob just got a Pop as well as Marilyn Manson has one on the board. And Bob, I think
they gave one to the guy from Ghost.
I was going
to
say, Papa from Ghost, Papa Uranus or whatever from Ghost. I think he's got one with the big stick. And if he can have one, why can't me?
It comes with like a book of the devil. You know, I don't get it.
Yeah, you know, it's really family oriented.
Mr. Emeritus or whatever your name is.
I think it's your uterus.
That's your Papa.
Okay. Anyways, as we were discussing, hey, just an Uncle Rob. He just had a birthday.
He did. He did indeed. Just yesterday.
Happy 73rd, bro.
Yeah, there you go.
He is only 173. He is a vampire. He ages very well, have you know.
So you guys have met him before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a good dude. A long time ago, I don't say that long ago. I have no concept of time. But a while ago, we were asked to play his event. Remember that?
He wasn't there, though.
No, I'm saying, but this is what I think that was cool about it. We never shook his paw. Like the thing that was interesting to me though is like his fans were giving him crap for having us there, and he went against the grain and was like, "I book who I like. If you don't like it." Q, man. You know, you get where I'm going with it.
Yeah, I get it.
I edited myself.
I know. That's nice. That's great of you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Capital F.
All right. And here we go. Hey. So Generation Nightmare came out back in April. Great record. I mean, I've told you how much I loved it. And you guys are up for, like, some awards I saw. Like,
appreciate it. Yeah, there's a couple fan sites, and then there's Australia.
We got a big deal going on. Grammys and an Oscar. We were up for a Tony. But we called the tag our name off the list.
We don't like to be up there with all the mainstream peeps too much.
No, exactly.
No,
I want to win a Detroit Music Award. I want to be the vanguard of the city. I want a key. I want a day. I want to hang out with the old mayor, Dennis Archer. I just want to do things.
Do you remember when we performed at the Detroit Music Awards?
Yeah, absolutely.
There was a lot of crazy looking faces in there. That was one of the most uncomfortable things we've probably done as Twisted, looking like this in front of a room full of just prestigious, just well-dressed people, and they were just like...
Outside of walking in here today.
You guys, I know how riff gets down. Since I've been Paquito to a Dorito, I know how the riff gets down.
This place
was something else.
The poles come out, dancers.
Yeah, it's just
spaghetti dinners.
It's really fun here. We've come to barbecues here with Dave and Chuck the Freak. We know how the riff gets down.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
We know.
So you guys have your own event coming up, Astronomicon. This is the third installment.
It's true.
And by the way, I texted you about this. I love the documentary, the behind the scenes.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks. It's on Prime Video. It's like a half hour long or so.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy here made a little tiny split second cameo.
That's right.
Appearance.
That's right. Hell yeah. what we did is we tried to make something more or less like an infomercial, but more or less to open up and show people what it is and what we do and what happens inside of our world when you come to Astronomicon, because a lot of people are still kind of in the gray area. This is our third year doing it.
This is a whole other planet.
Mm-hmm.
Twisted's on this planet.
Astronomicon is its own planet. We wanted to show people that.
Right.
It has its own population. It has its own air system, its own breathing mechanisms.
It's true. And we wanted to show that to everybody and show them also because what we do, it may not always fall into the what we consider family-oriented. Like, we call our fans family, but this is for, you know, Jane and Junior and everybody. We have, like, good people like, Home Depot standing behind us and doing, like, the workshops in the morning. For the kids,
DIY
There's
paperwork you can fill out, and you can become landscapers for Twisted. We got you going around the ground.
We get you to cut our grass and shovel our snow removal.
We got stuff for the kids to keep them busy the entire week.
It's true. But we've upped our stakes. We got a cosplay contest this year with a $500 prize grand prize limit.
The kids really made their mark last year.
For sure.
Felt that family atmosphere. The first year, everybody was like, okay, let's go and let's really see what it's about. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh man, it is what they said. So the second year, all the kids, man, it was insane. Awesome.
It's true.
It was great. I'll tell you, I've gone there, you know, both years so far, mm-hmm. and it is really, really cool. You guys do such a great job.
That's awesome.
I know you guys spend a lot of time working on this. And so you got Lita coming in, you got Alexa Bliss. Tell us about all the guests.
For wrestling, yeah. Lita, Alexa Bliss, Brutus the Barber Butcher. Beefcake.
Yeah,
I told this story the other day, and I said that when he first met him, he called him Brutus the Butcher Beefcake, and I just can't get that off my mind. That's just too funny.
I've got a great story about him, but you have to come to Astronomicon to hear that.
Thank you. As well as, you know, like...
Chop Top's going to be in the house.
Kevin Eastman.
The Clerks gang.
Yeah, man. Putting together the actual Clerks gang. Actually, for the first time ever, appearing live.
Yeah.
And signing autographs and doing photo ops and stuff like that. So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, no, it's really great. That's happening February 7th through the 9th in Sterling Heights at Wyndham Gardens. Once again, they're bringing you back. I saw on the documentary, the guy was like, you know what? We weren't sure what to expect, but the place is full.
Everybody's
having a great time. So.
Yeah, it was nuts.
First year fell under really bad weather conditions, so we were, like, pretty much snowed in. And then the second year, we just, like, didn't have any of that, so it was like we didn't know what to expect. So
you'll see Darren McCarty roaming around.
Yeah, again,
just
another,
a lot of hometown love. People
absolutely.
Just showing up to show love for the event, not necessarily booked or whatever. But this year,
Darren's going to actually be there. He's going to be in attendance. So you know what I mean. You got that hometown love. You got that Red Wing love. Come by,
and he's got that comic book type thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's got a lot of agendas and stuff going on though. He's a really good dude. Stop by his table, say what's
Barack
up.
Barack Obama and the girls are coming. I believe.
I didn't see them on the list.
I didn't see them on the list, but I never rule anything out with us. Always expect the unexpected.
So what do you guys have coming up after Astronomicon? Like, what's your 2020 looking?
Hold on one second. Oh. I'm sorry to cut you off. Detroit Piston, Detroit Lion, Detroit Red Wing that wants to come down to Astro, it's on us.
Yes.
Bring your family.
Yes.
Come and check it out.
Yes.
You guys have entertained us for so long, we just want to give it back to you. So any of you guys
that
want to come down, let us know. We'll take care of the entire thing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
There you go.
Awesome.
So 2020, what do you guys got going?
Getting ready to tour, still recording singles, releasing a lot of music on Spotify.
Think we're going to do a record.
Yeah.
Gearing up on it.
Yeah.
It'll be your 13th, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to do something around the 13th, I suppose.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's a different time now than it was when originally starting. Like, you know, there was this whole album thing, and it's like now a lot of bands are just releasing singles, mm-hmm. you know, just keeping that momentum going and whatnot. So,
right.
It's a different time, you know?
It's how school is. It's one of the problems, I think, with school is they get this, you know, 3-month break where they just dump everything and come back and nobody remembers anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. Instead of you doing a record every year and a half, you can do songs every 3 weeks and mm-hmm. just
remain prevalent in the mind of fans because nowadays you drop an album on Friday and by Saturday you're already replaced with another band. It's the same sound and
they'd ask, they have the next record coming?
And you're like, dude, I just released it 24 hours ago. Okay, you know what? Next Friday.
How about this one? Like you just passed through Dallas and hey, when are you coming to Texas?
Oh my God, every single time. So we ask everybody to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all the sources where you can find all the information and
spread the word.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, we'll cut you loose here. I know you guys got some other things going on today. But Astronomicon, once again, February 7th through the 9th. You can see these guys. You can see all their guests. Check out the website. And, of course, as always, guys, thanks so much for coming
by. Brother.
Appreciate you, man.
Always a pleasure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.